Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steelers-Ravens Sunday. This is a Friday tailgate on 93.7 The Fan. Brought to you by your local Nissan dealers. It's also the eve of the ACC Championship. Pitt back in the game. Kenny Pickett playing for the Heisman Trophy. And yet, all anyone can talk about are the emoji eyes we put out there before the show. It is the buzz of Pittsburgh. Ladies and gentlemen, good gravy. The emoji eyes.
What, I think there's two emojis that automatically get people talking if they are tweeted out by themselves, okay? The emoji eyes is the king, the undisputed king. The thinking man emoji like this, eyes up to the ceiling, hand across chin.
Yeah, you're doing the face on the 93.7thefan.com video feed.
We've got the eyeballs on here. We tweeted them out. You tweeted them. I tweeted them.
And now I'm getting texts like crazy, Chedrick, including Doran Dickerson, who's with us from Charlotte, who said, "What the hell are you doing with these emoji eyes?" And I'm not at liberty to say.
Yeah, neither am I, Why? Doran.
Well, I mean, you can't tell me. You can't fill me in. What, am I not part of the team?
HIPAA.
Yeah. We've got to keep this thing vacuum sealed here.
HIPAA.
For how long?
As long as it's necessary.
We'll see about that.
I mean, I'm hoping sooner rather than later that we can that we can spill beans here.
Let me just put it this way. For everyone out there that's on pins and needles, as they should be, when they see the two of us and Donnie Football Guy put out eyeball emojis, it is not good news.
Yeah, I even
if what we're hearing behind the scenes is true, it is
what
bad news. It is bad news, Brown, come to town.
I tried to foreshadow that, Doran. I tweeted the eyes, and then just to give people a sense that it would be bad news in general, I sort of wrote out the official words of bad news on this show, which are, wouldn't call it great.
Wouldn't call it great.
Yep.
We tried to at least lead people in a direction. It has nothing to do with Pitt basketball. That just happens to be our favorite drop for this sort of thing. But it's not good. It's not good, Doran.
So it has to do with Pitt football then?
No.
No, it doesn't have to do with Pitt.
I will do you because you're down there and I don't want you to get all nervous and anxious
about
that.
Has nothing to do with Pitt football.
The big show that you have to do tonight from Fan Fest with Zeiss live on The Fan. As a Pitt alumnus and a Pitt All-American.
How excited are you about
that
show?
Getting ready for the game. It is not about Pitt football. So you are in the clear on that, Dorn.
All right. That's good. That's all I wanted to know.
You got your Kenny Pickett scare earlier in the week.
Yes.
Crisis averted, and now everything's good on the Pitt football front, except the fact that they're playing a Wake Forest offense, which cannot be stopped. But anyways, go ahead.
No, I'm excited to be down here. It's a beautiful weather, about 75 degrees.
Oh,
and
thank
I'm,
you.
I'm staring.
No. Rub it in.
Have you and Zeiss played nine yet?
No, not yet.
Did you
I'm
bring
staring out
clogs?
Of my window. No, I'd probably just rent some. I mean, come on, guys.
True. You're staring out your window. Okay.
Did you
I'm
drive
staring out my
Zeiss?
Window. No, I did not. I flew.
Congratulations
did
on all your success.
Did Zeiss drive and make it there before the plane did?
I think he's arriving right now, actually.
Looking at like a large cloud.
Well, based
of dust
on when Zeiss usually shows
rubber.
Up for a show, that is incredibly punctual that he's already there 4 hours before.
Exactly. I texted him like 5 times. When are you showing up? When are you going to arrive? Just to make sure that I didn't have to do the show by myself.
Well, we hope that we'll be able to give you some clarity on these emoji eyes. If we can't, my guess is somebody will. Mm-hmm. In the next hour. I would be very surprised if it's not out there in the next hour. So we'll see if we can confirm it on our end. If we can't, and people want to continue to make us beat around the bush and do what we're doing right now, so be it. But I'm telling you,
you're trying to prepare people.
I am, yeah.
You're doing that bad.
I'm trying to soften a blow.
It's nothing that's going to make a sports fan in this town happy.
Yep.
Oh boy.
It's like the Jay Glazer thing we talk about. If I just punch him and it's a sucker punch, and he doesn't know it's coming, I'm knocking him out and he's going to have to go to the hospital.
Pow!
But if I tell him that it's coming, he is a guy that trains mixed martial arts, he'd be able to block
he
it and
blocks
probably
it and puts you in a Kimura lock.
Right. And so that's what I'm doing. That's what we're doing for Steelers fans right now. Hey, we're going to get something here very soon that is not
so it has to do with the Steelers.
Oh, did I just say that?
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did.
I hate you, Dorn.
Well, I mean,
oh, go ahead, laugh it up. Yeah, good news, bad news for the Steelers is just so funny this time
of
year. Oh,
wow, he turned it around, Dorn.
No. I am not laughing at the Steelers. I'm laughing at you because you flubbed right there. You're trying to hold a secret and you messed up.
Get your bleeps and giggles in now. Wow. You know, now you want to act like you're a former Titan and former Bill. Don't want to act like you root for the Steelers on a day like this with bad news coming down the pike. Go ahead, get it out of your system now. We got 2 hours to work together.
No, this is your deal. You're the one who tweeted the eyes. You're the one who's leading people on, and then you just messed up a little bit, and you told everybody that's listening right now that it's about the Steelers.
The eyeball emojis just add to, I think, the build-up or lead-up to Sunday's game. Steelers-Ravens in Pittsburgh, when it's played at Heinz Field, is the biggest football day, and it becomes, for that reason, for us, it's the biggest sports day of the year.
We used to talk about it in the earlier days of the station, earlier years of the station. I remember like doing basically the old knuckle crack with Starkey and with Josh Miller. Be like, hey, boys, it's Ravens week. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean,
let's just dive right in.
It's a rivalry game that you talk about and you preview for a long time because it's on everybody's mind. It's all people can think about.
And this is the
what
latest,
that game is going
to
be
this
like.
This is the latest you've ever had to wait for game one of the series in the season.
Going to that game, you know, plans that you make for that game, especially when it's at home and not there.
Donnie, football guy, you're already checking the weather because it's a big tailgate game for you, is it not? This is the big one. This is the big enchilada, is it not, Donnie?
You buckle the chin strap for some Ravens.
Do you consciously bring the best food and the best beer to the Ravens home game tailgate?
I mean, I don't know if I could put that guarantee on it, but I mean, it's definitely a big deal. I mean, it's like that perfect time. It's the 4:25. You know, it's not too early. It's not too late. Like, you know, it's going to be a big deal.
Look at him.
Guys,
football guy's ready.
Does this game really have the buzz that it did from, 10, 15 years ago?
No, I don't even think you have to go back that long.
Right.
I think that this is a situation where, because the Steelers are not even limping into this game, they are getting brought in on a gurney for Steelers-Ravens. That it's hard to treat it like the rivalry, brawl, battle, war that it's been for so long when you feel like you don't have the army to fight it. And you're going to maybe... It's going to maybe get even worse based on the eyeball emojis that are out there. So that's why...
Be very careful here, Tony.
I am. Be very careful, Chalooch. We also have a 16-second delay that Donnie Football is guarding right now. Like it's Fort Knox.
You're on camera here, too.
I know. But that's why... I mean, Doran's not... Steelers-Ravens isn't even top of mind for Dorn because he's not even in the friggin' state or the city right now. There's a bigger game for him tomorrow.
Do you want to know what's wild about this, Dorn? So we put the eyeball emojis out, and obviously when the PM team speaks in cryptic tones on Twitter, people tend to listen.
Well, that's because we were the number one rated show, according to Barrett Sports Media, but go ahead.
Precisely.
Wow. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
Well, Dorn, you played a role in that, obviously.
Correct. Although you didn't get the bonus that came with it. Sorry.
The BSM bonus, that's right. So... It was interesting to me as a commentary on like people being down for this game. It doesn't have the usual buzz. When we put the eyeball emojis out, I'm not kidding you. I got as many. Maybe Pony can speak differently to this. But my little eyeball emoji tweet got as many, if not more, oh no, did something happen with Kenny Pickett and or Pitt than it did. And that was like, that wasn't even connected
to the
Stallings.
That was Dorn starting to freak out.
Dude, that's what I mean, though. Like, it got more... Kenny Pickett okay? Did Kenny Pickett make it? Is everybody on Pitt all right? Then it did Steelers. Can you ever envision a scenario where you would have more than half of the respondents in something as informal as that worried more about Kenny Pickett and Pitt than Steelers, like it being bad Steelers news in the middle of Steelers-Ravens week? When it is, and make no mistake about this, I obviously think that they're going to miss the playoffs. I thought that before the season. They lose this game, they're capital D done. That's it. They're going to go on a skid here because then they got to go to Minnesota on a short week.
If they lose, they're going to have the first losing season under Tomlin. I think that's assured if they lose this game. I think last week they were playing to keep themselves alive in the division. I think this game is about keeping their hope alive to not finish with a losing record. I don't mean 8-8-1. I mean you're not even going to get to 500 if you lose this game.
Yeah, I think that's fair too. I mean that and the playoffs are both done
right
down the drain. It's just wild to me that with all the stakes riding on this game, Doran, you have more people who, and this is not me dogging Pitt. I mean, obviously they're in a huge spot that they've never really been in, having this good of a record playing for the ACC title. But
yeah, the last time they were there, they backdoored their way in at what, 7-5?
Right, this is basically the best they've been since, what, Sherrill's last year or whatever when they played in the Sugar Bowl?
Well, you're just going to gloss over Doran's 2009 team?
No, I'm talking about 11 wins or whatever in a high-profile bowl.
Doran, would your team beat this team?
Doran would be the first one to say this.
Doran, would your team beat this team?
Yes.
There you go.
You want to know why, though? You want to know why,
because
honestly?
Because Bill Stull was a gamer. He was a game manager.
Are you willing to say college football's
equivalent of Neil O'Donnell.
Are you willing to say Kenny Pickett's better than Bill Stull?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's evident.
Yeah, but Bill is up for the friggin' Heisman Trophy.
But Bill
Chris,
is like a very, right, Bill right. is a very close friend of yours who threw passes to you.
When you're someone's friend like that, you can be honest about the situation.
I think Bill would say the same thing.
So why would you guys win the game?
Because we had Deion Lewis. We had a running game.
You had a great tight end,
like
too.
Who had the coaching advantage?
I think you know the answer to that question, Chris. That's rhetorical.
Deion was such a good player his freshman year that I think that would override the running game that Pitt has for their 2021 season with the Izzy Abanikanda and Rodney Hammond and all those guys. But Deion and Ray Graham and Henry Hynoski were fantastic running backs. That's why I think that we would edge this team out.
Doran's not really going to start thinking about Steelers-Ravens till like 3:30 Sunday afternoon.
Correct.
Because you've got the Pitt game Saturday night, and then depending on how they do in that game, then you have all day Sunday to figure two things out with Pitt. Is Kenny Pickett a finalist for the Heisman Trophy?
And where are they going?
Exactly. Who are they playing in their bowl game?
Yep. No, that makes sense.
Exactly.
I mean, listen, as just a guy—
And it's wild that that could not overshadow the Steelers-Ravens, but at least take some of the attention away from
them. Okay, I'll say this much. I mean, obviously in our business, we get paid to be plugged into everything at all times. Like you are—
And you do a great job at that. That's why you showed up in your stoner hooded sweatshirt today.
What does the sweatshirt have to do with me being capable?
It just
capable?
Speaks to your focus vibe that you wore your stoner shirt in today. Some people, I don't know, they do that to kind of think outside the box and broaden their intellectual horizons.
You're wearing a Steelers shirt today, which is
I am. I tried to force myself into the mood today. I looked around the closet and I said, it's freaking Steelers-Ravens week. Got to show some hometown pride and spirit here. I'm putting that on.
I'm more enthused as a Pittsburgh sports fan and a guy who did grow up rooting for Pitt. I'm way more enthused just in a vacuum, notwithstanding what we will talk about on this show, about Pitt's game and about what might happen.
And the emoji eyes probably affect that too, wouldn't you say, a little bit?
No, not really, because like I was that way about this before the emoji eyes got sent out. I mean, so...
Well, Pony, what are you more enthused about?
Just
Pitt
as a
game
sports
or
fan.
The Steeler game?
This Ravens-Steelers game has absolutely no juice, which is the fundamental thrust of what we're all kind of getting at and dancing around here. I think the Pitt game has a lot of juice. It's uncharted territory for them.
Well, I love rivalries. I don't know if I've told you that before.
Well, Pitt-Wake Forest, throw out the record books when these two teams get together.
And I want to see if, given the Steelers' diminished state, if they can live up to, if they can play up to the rivalry. If their great teams play down to the competition, can a crappy Steelers team play up to the rivalry? That's what I'm intrigued by.
Do you think you might get closure in this game from the Steelers? Like, if they somehow, like, fight it off for one more week, or they just get tattooed for the second straight game?
It's college versus pros, so we know it's not totally analogous, but no one can speak to that better than Doran. He was on a team that played up to a rivalry unlike anything we've ever seen before. The other team in the rivalry had already punched their ticket. My wife was already planning her days in New Orleans before the national championship game, and Doran went in there and said, not so fast. I mean, and that matchup on paper looked way more lopsided than this one does. Even when you factor the emoji eyes into it, Chris.
No, I know. Well, the emoji eyes for that game was Dave Wanstead on crutches and nobody believing he'd call a fake punt.
I mean, that's what Doran can speak to this the best. That's what a rivalry can bring out of a team. It can. Not always. Like we've seen with a lot of Michigan-Ohio State games up until this past year. Sometimes one team is just way better and it is ugly. As ugly as it looks on paper. But maybe this game will deliver
Doran, it's got no juice for me. Kenny Pickett trying to light up Wake Forest for 7 touchdowns has a lot more juice.
Guys, I honestly sit here and I'm really thinking about the word rivalry and what you're saying, Pony, and then the 13-9 game, and you know, Pitt and West Virginia will always be rivals. You know, Pitt and Penn State will always be rivals, according to some people. But to me, this game on Sunday, I don't know if this is even a rivalry anymore. It doesn't even feel like
it doesn't have the luster it used to.
Right. I would say the Bengals are more of a rival to the Steelers than the Ravens.
Oh,
I came into into the 2021 season, Doran, to your point, although
thinking about the Browns more.
Not the Bengals so much, because they were sort of, you didn't know what Burrow was going to come back like. After the way the Steelers postseason ended last year, and the way people, me included, were talking about the Browns.
Yep.
I came into this season infinitely more concerned with them than I did Baltimore.
There's no animosity. I mean, back in the day, I mean, it was rough. I mean, guys didn't really like each other. It was physical. I mean, you heard Ryan Clark call it the Steelers this past week about, you know, how you have to play a Steeler way, and there's a standard and all the good stuff that these former players say that you have to hold the bar really high. You know, this game, there's nothing that – it's like empty. It's like, all right, Lamar Jackson, you know, he's a great football player. He'll probably do his thing, and, you know, we don't know what Steelers we're going to get. There's nothing that is really – there's no, like, storyline that we can follow. There's no, almost intimacy about the game that we can follow that makes this a rivalry that makes it exciting.
Doran, I'll say this. I think there is a storyline, but I think it's such a foregone conclusion in people's minds here that it doesn't feel like one. The storyline is Steelers fighting for their lives, but you take the temperature of town right now, and it feels like people have already kicked it in here.
Yeah, but I don't. Mm-hmm. But I think they're trying to ward that off, obviously, inside the Steelers facilities. And we've heard from enough people that have said that Tomlin, unlike other pro coaches, tries to treat this game like a college rivalry. The things that they do to get ready for this game during the week, you would think that it was Pitt getting ready for Penn State if you didn't know
better.
Well,
they put the pads on. Now, that wasn't necessarily connected to the rivalry. It was connected to them tackling like a JV team. But they put the pads on and popped the pads a little bit. This is the problem, though. He's already kind of exhausted the, hi, it's Coach Tomlin here, this game is important, last week.
Yep, and they got beat 41-10.
They got their heads kicked.
Yeah, so now I got to go back. This time I really mean it.
Guys, when you really, really, really break this game down, it means a lot.
Donnie, do you find yourself kind of faking enthusiasm for Steelers-Ravens? Or did you wake up this morning and you're like, yes, it's the football Friday before Steelers-Ravens.
You can
smell it and taste it in the air.
I'm definitely not as pumped as I have been in the past. You know, like you think back the games of the last 5 to 10 years, like some of the good games they've had a few years ago after the Ryan Shazier injury, the Steelers won the North.
How worried are you, in all honesty? Like, yeah, there's the Immaculate Extension game.
Yep.
How worried are you that this is going to be like the formal burial of the Steelers?
Yeah, you're going to a funeral on Sunday. You're going to have to sit there for like 3 hours and watch them get beat by the Ravens.
Not only are they done, they're going to get humiliated and outclassed on their own home field by the team that has been the rival for all this time.
I'd probably say a 7 or 8 out of 10.
Oh, man, dude.
Because I very well think it could happen.
Well, I think I know what you need before the game then. More beer? more vodka, more beer, more tequila,
more vodka,
more beer would be my instruction manual for you. All right, text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. We'll see if we can tell you what the eyeball emojis are all about. But Doran is a detective and figured out that it is about the Steelers and that it's not good.
Oh, yeah, you really put – he really had to do some hardcore –
Sherlock Dickerson.
He really had to do some hardcore interrogation and get out the old detective kit to get you to slip up.
You didn't pick up on it, yeah. Mr. Perception.
Well, why
Mr.
do
Perceptive.
I don't need to pick up on it. I did actually hear you say
he
it.
He knows it.
I know it already, so why do I care?
All right. I guess the Ravens are having their own problems, and their conversation in Baltimore this week, even though they beat the Browns and are in first place and have the best record in the AFC, really not that different from the way we're talking about the Steelers. And one of the biggest Ravens insiders is going to join us next to talk about that. But
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.